you go to one of my favorite writers, Edgar Schein, he talks about cultural analysis, understanding cultural changes. And I've used his model to create three levels of change that I think you'll see women in. The first one is I call kinking the organization, you know, which is where you make it women friendly. So you have family friendly practices, and you know, most organizations are at that level. They're, you know, they're inviting to women. The next level is actually empowering women. So it's where you're really championing women as leaders and listening to them and hearing their voices and stuff. But in a way, you haven't changed the rules of the game. You're still expecting women to compete in a man's world with men as a man would. And the third level is really the transformational level. It's called embracing the feminine. And it's really about understanding the feminine values that women bring, which I think is the whole transformation. You know, we're just on the tip of, and we're going to see more of that, which is understanding this collaboration, this consensus building, a new style of leadership where, you know, it's not so authoritarian. And you need both, so I'm definitely not, you know.
Well, I think the way to look at that is, I mean, some people look at that and go, oh, great, the further Oprahfication of America. And I think that's the mistake of it, to look at that. I think that the power of this this new consumer model and following with women who are obviously, you know, now are dominant in both college educations and now soon to be all master's educations, you know, there will be more of them going to women. There's somehow that said that women generally, and this is a stereotype, but I think it's generally true, is that women tend to be more focused on the process and less about the outcome. Men tend to be outcome-based, bottom-line thinkers that just say, okay, what do I got to do? Tell me what I got to do so I can go do it. And women tend to be much more focused on how is everybody's voice being heard. Is this going to be a good thing? Are we going to feel proud of it later on? There's more of an emotional attachment to what's actually being done than when men are left alone to do that sort of thing. Am I getting close?
You're exactly on target. There's actually a great book called The Alphabet Versus the Goddess, which talks about basically biologically women have, over the course of time, been wired differently. So women are wired to react to facial expressions and emotional cues and relationships, just as a survival thing, where men are focused differently. So the brain is actually, they've done studies, is wired very differently.